Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen.
And Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Baskin and Phelps, where for the next few hours, we're going to sit back and play Northeast Ohio's favorite game. Who is number two?
That's not my favorite game.
And we're going to find out today when special guest star Kevin Stefanski joins us live from Berea, Ohio. We have all kinds of unanswered questions. Yes, we do. Oh, will Shedeur Sanders be the number two quarterback this week? Or will they bring an upstart, young guy off of the practice squad? Oh, yeah. How'd that come out? Very smooth. Yes.
Yeah, it really hit the point there.
We'll fix it in post.
Bailey Zappi, is he your guy? 216-474-0092. Baskin and Phelps. We got a lot to talk about. We're going to talk about what's going on with the Browns. Dylan Gabriel, your starting quarterback. Joe Flacco, now a member of the Cincinnati Bengals. Antonetti, both talked yesterday. We're going to have Chris. We were going to have on the show today, Jeff. I'll ask you.
Well, we're going to talk about a lot of things.
I feel the excitement. The energy level is exactly the same as mine today.
Chris Rose at 11:40.
Yes.
We'll talk a little baseball. We'll talk a little football. Kevin Stefanski's press conference at 12:05, where he'll shed some light on everything that happened yesterday with the big trade. And then Daryl Ryder will join us at 12:40. And you never know who might pop in from time to time.
Like Anthony Allant. He just pops in whenever he wants. Anthony, are you there? Watch to see if he pops in.
I will try not to pop in this time.
We don't care if you pop in. By just kind of give us a little bit of a heads up.
Why did you start the whole thing with who's your backup quarterback? It doesn't matter.
Yes,
this is about Dylan Gabriel being the man and now having a clear path to perhaps becoming the franchise quarterback of this team. Allowing the Browns to use the 29th pick that they get from Jacksonville next year on a guard.
Will we see Deshaun Watson before we see Shedeur Sanders?
Isn't this more about Dylan Gabriel right now?
Jeff, no one seems to care about Dylan Gabriel.
Exactly right, Andy
Baskin. And that's the way
nobody
I think they like it.
Nobody likes the poor kid.
If they would not have, and I will go to the grave on this one, if they had not drafted Shedeur Sanders in the fifth round, embracing Dylan Gabriel. They would be like, yes.
Give me a hug, little buddy.
Yes, he's the man that can lead us to victory. Yet every person in the world like, oh, they drafted that guy in the third round, and he is going to be a career backup.
You know, what they should do is, for Halloween, Joel Bitonio is Skipper.
Okay.
Dylan Gabriel is Gilligan.
Gilligan?
Hey, little buddy.
Mr. Howell? No?
That'd be Jimmy.
Oh, I'm not touching
Jimmy
this with
indeed.
A 10-foot pole. All right, Jeff, we're sitting here now, 24 hours? And by the way, Dan Menigan's here. Hi, good morning, Dan. How are you?
Hanging it.
You having a good day?
So far, so good.
All right, I just want to make sure. Are you good with what we're doing here so far? I just want to check in.
It's all up to snuff.
All right, good. 216-474-0092. Again, Jeff told you what we got coming up on the show today. Chris Rose, Kevin Stefanski's press conference at noon, Daryl Ryder at 12:40, and Dylan Gabriel all expected to speak today.
Yeah, I did all
from
that.
Berea. I know. I'm
you just
reiterating.
That's called teasing. It's really well
yes,
done.
Yes, it's total reiteration.
It's a way to lay it out.
Yeah, I'm glad. This
really
is
good.
14 years of this. Jeff, we sit here today.
Andy.
The Browns traded Joe Flacco to Cincinnati less than 24 hours ago.
Yeah.
Has it sunk in?
Yeah.
And you now think what?
Good.
This is some deep Mensa analysis you're giving me, brother.
Hey, Andy, I come off as nothing but a bad guy on this. I thought it was a bad idea to sign Joe in the first place. Then I thought it was a worse idea that he ended up as the starting quarterback.
If they wouldn't have brought Kenny in first, would it have been a bad idea?
Not as bad. I just don't. And Joe will have some games down in Cincinnati. I don't think Joe's as good as he used to be. I don't mean that in any bad way. I'm paid to sit here and not blow smoke up his wazoo. I'm here to say what I'm think about it. I don't think he's a very good quarterback anymore. He can throw really well, but that doesn't make you a good quarterback.
That means if you want to go to the fair and you want to have him throw it through the tire, you're in good shape.
Knock down the three bottles.
Yeah. No, that's a softball, isn't it?
Well, yeah, but same deal.
No, you got to throw the football through the tire.
I'll bet you he has some really nice games in Cincinnati, and I'll bet you they don't make the playoffs. You know, and that's okay.
That's if. Well, what if Burrow comes back at the end of the season? You think they'll have enough games?
If
they need him to be a Band-Aid to get them a chance of still being able to make the playoffs.
Yeah, the word out of Cincy is the only way Joe is coming back is if when he gets to the point where he might be healthy enough that they have a chance. He's not going to come back if, you know, they're like...
If they're out of it?
5-9, something like that, you know? And it's not going to be until very late in the season anyway. So, but I wish Joe nothing but the best of luck there. I again, if you were going to bail on Joe so fast, after bailing on Kenny Pickett before he even played it down, then what the hell were you really doing?
I don't understand. I'm in the same boat.
I don't get it.
What were they trying to do?
I don't get it. Collect fifth-round draft choices? Great. What are you going to do with those? Good. Is Jamari Thrash available? Let's bring him in again. Nothing against Jamari. He might become a great player. I don't quite get it.
Does this move make the front office look indecisive? I'll use that word. I'll be gentle.
I'm puzzled by what they're doing, to be honest. I truly think of the guys here, at least at this early point of the season, in theory, anyway, okay? Might not be in reality because Joe didn't play real well here and they didn't play real well with Joe. In theory, the two guys who gave this team the best chance to actually win football games this year
are no longer here.
That now, Dylan might step in and become really, really good. Dylan might get hurt and Shadur might start and he might be really, really good. And if so, great on either one of those guys. I don't care which one it is. If one of those guys, if Bailey Zappe can step in and become really good and they win football games, great. But in theory, the two guys who gave them the best chance to win, especially early on, got dealt away for fifth-round draft choices.
Well, maybe they can get Zappe in for a couple games and get another fifth-round choice. We would have all kinds of. I mean, we're almost. If you had three fifth round choices and two first round choices, that's a full house, isn't it?
You could draft a kicker and a punter and a long snapper. In the fifth round, you can get a good one in the fifth.
Jeff, do we think Bailey Zappe is going to be the backup this week?
Let me make sure I say this the right way.
I probably shouldn't say we. Do you?
I think there's a really good chance he could be. And it's for this reason and this reason only. Stuff that we've read said that if and when Shadur Sanders' chance to start this year comes, they will do it during a full week. In other words, if Dylan Gabriel were to get hurt, the last thing they want to do is, at least this is the way I'm interpreting it, the last thing they want to do is throw Shadur on the football field without a chance to get the first team reps in practice, without a chance to get as much preparation in as he can for that game. In other words, what does that do? They're trying, if that's the case and he has to play, they want to try and maximize his potential for success. Well, that's commendable, Andy. That's commendable. If you make the kid the second quarterback now and he didn't take any first team reps and something happens to Gabriel and Shadur goes in and hasn't had proper preparation time for a rookie who they probably didn't think as highly of as Dylan Gabriel because they drafted him two rounds later, well, then that might be doing him and the rest of the team a disservice. So that's why if they name Bailey Zappe the second string quarterback, I would get it. And if something were to happen to Dylan Gabriel and Dylan, like on a Sunday, and Zappe came in and played and was okay, and just okay, I would expect Shedeur Sanders to be the starting quarterback for the next game. In fact, I would hope that he would be.
All right,
if, so if they deem him ready.
I'm trying to follow along here with what you're saying.
And Dylan Gabriel as well. Maximize their potential for success. And that's why first-team quarterbacks get all the reps. So Dylan Gabriel's going to get all the reps this week. And I almost think it would be unfair to Shedeur to make him the second-string quarterback after he doesn't get any reps to get ready to go to Pittsburgh and play a game if something were to happen to Dylan Gabriel and he and Shedeur had to go on the football field not as prepared as the Browns would like him to be. If all that's true. Now, that said, they could name him the second-string quarterback and just go for it.
What do you think they're going to do then? I think you're right. I don't know if it was both you guys said this before, but I think Bailey Zappe is going to be the backup quarterback this week.
I think he is,
because
too.
He's got, what, 12 starts in the NFL. He's had some playing time for a young guy. Nine starts, played in 15 games.
How's that? He's played more than the other quarterbacks combined, including preseason games.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen
and Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
But get back to, let's keep in mind, though, if what we've read and have heard about is true, that if Shedeur were to, if something were to happen to Dylan Gabriel, either he didn't play well or he got hurt, I would hope that Shedeur was ready enough that they would say he's going to start next week and they would give him all the reps and let's see what he can do.
But you believe this based on the fact that they want to give him a full week to get ready for any team he's going to play?
No, it's maximize his ability to succeed. That's what I think. And I commend them for that, if that's what's going on. And with Dylan Gabriel, all right, you gave Joe a chance. It didn't work. Dylan, you played 6 years of college football. You played in the preseason. You've watched Joe a little bit. You've been in the meeting rooms. Let's go.
Does Gabriel get to approach this as a rookie, or does he approach this as a third-round draft pick?
No, he's a
rookie.
Who's
got an opportunity to go out there? Because if he's a rookie, you may have a lot more patience if he starts making mistakes.
Yeah.
You're willing to fight through those, even if it means getting blown out, even if it means losing, all of those things that you have put yourself in a position to let Gabriel be the quarterback at this point.
Yeah, well, and here's the
thing. And truthfully, forgetting about who the number two is or who the emergency is or whether Bailey Zappe's on the roster or Sanders is on the roster, that the guy they wanted in the draft, at least in the third round.
Yeah, there you go. Good caveat.
Is the guy you want to stick with. In fact, you probably were pushing this agenda the entire time Joe Flacco was here.
In New York, Jackson Dart was named the starter and Russell Wilson went to the bench. On the bench in New York, they have Russell Wilson and Jameis Winston. If it doesn't go well for Jackson Dart and they think he needs to step back a little bit, you can go play Russell Wilson. He threw for 450 yards a couple weeks ago. You can go play Jameis. We know what he can do. They can play. If it doesn't go well with Dylan Gabriel, give me a better option. He's in Cincinnati now.
Yeah.
If you liked it.
Unless you think it's Bailey Zappe.
He's in Vegas now. So that's why I think Dylan Gabriel is going to get a long run here, Andy.
All right, we're going to find.
And at this point, he should.
Well, the way they put this, the way they've laid this out, you're right. The way everything seems to have come together here as we head into another week for a 1-4 team, desperately trying to find some sort of identity going into the Lions' den this week in Pittsburgh, coming off a just a
that was a couple weeks ago.
Which one?
Ford Field.
Ford Field?
The Lion's Den?
No, this is a different one.
This is the Steel Den.
Where are you going?
Dan got it. He gave me a rib
shot. Going into the, what is it, smelter? What is it? What is it where they...
He's going into the blast furnace.
Okay, he's going into the... Okay, going into the blast furnace.
Furnace.
Furnace miner. Going into the blast furnace.
There you go.
At Pittsburgh. That's you're throwing boy. The rookie in for his second start. And here we sit asking the question, who is the number two quarterback on this team? Yeah, I'm asking. I want to know.
Kevin
should
will tell
Shedeur
us.
Sanders be the number two this week?
Kevin
it's not that hard.
Us.
He'll tell us.
For, but wait for Kevin.
How should this play out? What does it say if he is? What does it say if he isn't?
Oh, my God.
216-474-0092. Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen
and Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.